Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Tuesday, September 5th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Joe from Scranton. American weapons in Pakistan. A man survives quite a fall and never leave a man behind. It's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, Joe Biden gave a Labor Day speech in Philadelphia, referring to Trump as the last guy and the guy who held this job before me. He said, when the last guy was here, you were shipping jobs to China. Now we're bringing jobs home from China. When the last guy was here, he looked at the world from Park Avenue. I look at it from Scranton. I look at it from Claymont, Delaware. People still falling for that? Biden then said he does not believe that the United Auto Workers will go on strike, as we talked about on yesterday's update. All the workers from the three big American auto manufacturers could be going on strike here in about a week and a half. Be 150,000 people. The Prime Minister of Pakistan said that U.S. military equipment left behind during our Afghanistan withdrawal has made its way to the Taliban, of course, but also to the Taliban that's operating in Pakistan. Meanwhile, the Gold Star families from the Afghanistan withdrawal are still speaking out. Many were on that tarmac when their sons' bodies were coming home, and they saw Joe Biden check his watch multiple times. One said in an interview with ABC News, it was just total disrespect. It's beyond disgusting. A man in Southern California drove his pickup truck over a cliff, tumbled 100 feet, where he stayed alive for 5 days. It was on a back winding road. Someone eventually finally saw the truck down there, called 911. Firefighters found him alive. He was in the truck. He couldn't get out. He was stuck in the truck for 5 days. 21 people were involved in the rescue. I believe, and I know Bill agrees, that some of our greatest Americans ever were the Tuskegee Airmen. The Tuskegee Airmen were black military pilots during World War II, fighting for our country, for their country, for this country that discriminated against them before, during, and even after the war. It's unbelievable. One of those Tuskegee Airmen was Second Lieutenant Fred Brewer Jr. He was flying his plane when he went missing in action in Italy. After the war, we tried to find his remains but couldn't. And recently, someone found an old airplane crashed in the woods. And sure enough, his family says he will be brought back to America and buried in North Carolina. Welcome home, Second Lieutenant Fred Brewer Jr. I'm Mike Slater, the great Bill O'Reilly, with your message of the day. Next.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Tuesday, I am thinking that many Americans are lazy. Outside of making a living, they don't really want to exert much energy improving their country. Others can do that, right? Two vivid examples. While the people cannot do much about the incredible incompetence of the Biden administration, they can demonstrate visible displeasure with absurd and dangerous situations. Far-left loons control the New York State Legislature, and their soft-on-crime policies have left thousands dead and maimed. Most of those affected are poor minorities. Have there been street protests in New York City? No. Have there been protests in Chicago, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, Seattle, and other violent places? No. Massive protests were held after the death of George Floyd, but nothing over the murders of thousands of his countrymen. Want another? The airline industry is hurting Americans by delays and cancellations. The airline moguls routinely lie about not having enough pilots and flight crews to operate scheduled flights. Pete Buttigieg, the transportation secretary, will not do anything because he doesn't care. So the airlines bank your money while Americans suffer. Now, I tried to organize a citizens' revolt against this horrendous situation, but the response was tepid. So the airport will continue to be a chaos zone. Few problems get solved without pressure. The American people still retain the power to improve their lives. But voting is not enough. We must be active. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Nancy Brenfleck, Prescott, Arizona. I do not trust anything about Kamala Harris. I'd really been worried if something happened to Biden that she would be in there as president. She couldn't be any worse than Biden. Good. And if Biden can't fulfill his first term, Kamala will take over, but she's not going to be able to do anything. House will block anything she tries to do. She writes executive orders who immediately get challenged in the federal courts. So I wouldn't worry about that. Michael Brandis, Caledonia, New York. The only chance we have to save this country is if Trump backs out, which will never happen because it's all about Trump. If he gave a damn about this country, he'd bow out due to the continuous barrage of legal issues that will continue on. Okay. I mean, Trump doesn't see it that way. He sees himself as the savior of this country. But all opinions we want here on this program. Bill Forrest, Woodbridge, Virginia. I only listen to you, O'Reilly, to get my information and news. Reason is simple. I want facts and fairness, not some politically driven narrative. You have been my paragon of journalism for more than 20 years. Thank you and your excellent team. Excellent team is the forefront here. I really have a good staff. I tell you, I give them a lot of work to do. We have what they call a conference call every morning to set the lineup for the No Spin News. And I'm just kicking them like this. Boom, boom, boom. I did the same thing when I did the Factor at the Fox News Channel, but it was an in-person meeting then. And then we would set the lineup and do it. But here it's on the phone. My staff's scattered all over the country. They all work at home. Okay. But I give them stuff like that Romanian thing. I just said, but find out what that was all about. Bang, comes right back. So we have an excellent staff here. And I'm proud of them. And I'm proud that you have recognized that we are not in the ideology business. We will never be in that business. We are in the fact analysis business. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. On this day in 1975, President Gerald Ford survived an assassination attempt in Sacramento, California. The assailant was a 26-year-old woman. She was also a devoted follower of Charles Manson. Here is the story of Lynette Squeaky Fromm. She joined Manson's so-called family in 1967. Manson and four of his acolytes were soon imprisoned for murdering actress Sharon Tate and seven other innocent people. Fromm then started an Order of Women with Charles Manson as their savior. They call themselves the International People's Court of Retribution. To impress the imprisoned Manson, the group hatched the plot to assassinate President Ford. On September 5th, 1975, Squeaky Fromm dressed herself in a scarlet robe to resemble Little Red Riding Hood, then approached Ford as he spoke with reporters. She pulled out a .45 caliber pistol and shot the president. But nothing happened. The gun did not go off. Ford walked away from the encounter unharmed. Squeaky was immediately taken into federal custody. During Fromm's trial, Gerald Ford became the first president to testify in a criminal case. Fromm was convicted in 1975, sentenced to life. In 1987, she managed to escape for 2 days, but was recaptured. Squeaky Fromm was released from prison in 2009. She currently lives with her boyfriend in upstate New York. Their home is decorated with dozens of artificial human skulls. When asked to comment on her crimes, Squeaky Fromm recently said, quote, "Was I in love with Charlie? Yeah, I still am." And here's something else you might not know. Fromm may have targeted another famous person before President Ford. A few months prior to the assassination attempt, she sneaked into the hotel room of Led Zeppelin guitarist Jimmy Page. Back after this.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.